Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies. Today's topic is cranberry, which are one of the few everyday fruits people eat that are actually native to New England. Native Americans certainly used cranberries, notably as part of the ingredients to pemmican, that native food consisting of dried meat, fat from the same local game, and often some kind of berry. Pemmican was a very compact source of food for travelers during colonial times and before, with the berries helping to prevent scurvy over the winter. Nowadays, people mostly eat cranberries either in the traditional holiday cranberry sauce or the usually strongly sweetened cranberry juice. Raw cranberries are generally too hard in texture and tart for most of us to want to eat. One way around this is to freeze the berries, and then on thawing, the berries often soften and even mellow the texture. Then I've also found the natural sweetener stevia is a good one to use, as you avoid the problems of added sugar. So, besides vitamin C, cranberries also contain polyphenols, which are being studied prevalently these days for their benefit to the cardiovascular system, immune system, as well even for cancer prevention. Cranberries have a history for use in preventing urinary tract infections. It's thought by preventing the bacteria from adhering to the lining of this tract. Now cranberries are even being studied to possibly prevent ulcers by interfering with the ulcer-causing bacteria from adhering to the stomach. Inflammation throughout the body may be countered with cranberries, as they have a number of nutrients besides those already mentioned that can help lower inflammation. A nutrient not often associated with cranberries is iodine, which is apparently in the berry in significant amounts. Although it seems reasonable to think iodine may be high in some sources or batches of cranberries, and low in others, depending on where they were harvested. Cranberries have even been studied as a potential treatment for kidney stones. But here the results were mixed, not readily shown as helpful. Indeed, cranberries, while having many potential health-giving compounds, may also contain compounds that for some people may best be avoided. One of these potentially pain-causing compounds are oxalates, which are considered moderately contained in cranberries. Kidney stones can be made from calcium oxalate, so people who have a history of these types of kidney stones should ask their health provider about whether cranberries make sense for them as a regular food. Perhaps as with so many things, some people may thrive on these berries and others should be careful with how many they eat. Or some people may find they need to put too much sweetener in the berries to make them palatable, especially those folks who don't care much for stevia, the plant sweetener made from the leaves of this South American plant. On the other hand, you could put the cranberries in, say, a salad, and instead of vinegar, use the cranberry for its tartness instead of vinegar, and use it in ways some of us haven't yet. I personally believe at a plus that cranberries can be grown locally, as opposed to oranges and bananas, and for some people could provide a nice package of valuable nutrition. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies.